Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Unsolved Mysteries by your host, Natalie. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Black Dahlia murder. And this all happened on January 15th of 1947. And this all started by this woman finding the remains of a 22-year-old. Her name is Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia. And she was found on a block on South Norton Avenue in Los Angeles, California. When the body was found, it was cut perfectly in half. And it was, she was so pale and drained of blood that the woman who did find the body mistook her for a mannequin at first. And so that is a little creepy. Just a pale body cut in half, and you think it's a mannequin. Who I would freak out once I found out that was a fucking body. Oh my God. And the body was cut with a surgical precision, leaving no trauma to internal organs and bones. So this instantly makes me think that a person with like surgical doctor history in their job was definitely in charge of this. And when she was found, her face was also cut from her mouth to both ears, leaving a permanent, eerie, creepy smile, almost like the fucking Joker. Ew. And when authorities arrived, they found that there was no blood on the ground at all, making it believe that the body was moved after she had been murdered. So this person definitely kept her in her fucking laboratory and decided to go crazy. Ew. This is actually disgusting. Ugh. Anyways. 9 days after she was discovered, an envelope was sent to an examiner, addressed by using individual cut and pasted letters from magazines and newspapers, so almost like a collage type of thing. It read, "The Los Angeles Examiner and other Los Angeles papers. Here is Dahlia's belongings. Letter to follow." As promised, the envelope contained Short's social security card, birth certificate, photographs, names written on pieces of paper, and an address book with pages missing and the name Mark Hansen embossed onto the cover. Wow. So a random note comes up with all of Elizabeth Short's belongings. And it was said that gasoline was used to clean the objects, removing the fingerprints. So again, this happened in 1947, I believe. Yes, 1947. So I guess there wasn't that much to use for cleaning objects, but bruh. You could have used like bleach or something. I bet you they had bleach then. I would have to look it up. So on March 14th, that was almost exactly 3 months after the murder, a suicide note scrawled in pencil and a little piece of paper was found tucked in a shoe in a pile of men's clothing by the ocean's edge on the foot of Breeze Avenue in Venice. Wow, okay, so there's a whole suicide note in a dude's shoe? And apparently, the note read, "To whom it may concern, I have waited for the police to capture me for the Black Dahlia killing, but have not. I am too much of a coward to turn myself in, so this is the best way out for me." So, wow, this person's straight up just gonna kill themselves because they haven't gotten caught. And is too much of a pussy to go in to the police station and turn themselves in. To turn their self in. Anyways, the note kept saying, "I couldn't help myself for that or this. Sorry, Mary." So was the chick's name Mary? What? I need to know. It sounds like the person who killed Elizabeth Short, the murderer's name's Mary. That's the only logical sense for me at the moment. The pile of clothing was first seen by the beach caretaker who reported the discovery to the lifeguard captain. The lifeguard captain, John Dillon, immediately notified the West Los Angeles police station. The clothes included a coat and trousers, a blue herringbone tweed, a brown and white shirt with white jockey shorts with tan socks, and tan moccasin shoes. So this was like a whole outfit. Very, very descriptive outfit. Just, you know, just on the beach. Just laying there. And the shoes were about size 8. So it doesn't tell us if it's like women's size 8 or men's size 8. But I mean, the note was found in men's shoes. Anyways, however, the clothes gave no clue about the identity of the owner. And although many suspects were named, no authorities were able to identify the Black Dahlia's killer. And the mystery has gone unsolved for over 70 years. That's pretty freaking insane. I don't think they're going to find him because I'm pretty sure she killed herself. I think Mary just killed herself because she was too much of a coward and she just couldn't keep up with that. She literally just murdered this poor innocent woman. Ah, that's spooky. That's honestly crazy. I would hate to have witnessed that. Like, finding the body, I would hate to witness that. So, that is today's episode of Unsolved Mysteries, The Black Dahlia Murder. And I hope to catch you guys next time.